little bit of Idle Sons action for you, hailing out of Burlington, Ontario, from back in the day, 2000s? Yeah, early 2000s. Great, huge, epic band. They had a nice couple nice big record deals, and things fell apart for them. Actually, I don't know. I should track those guys down. But used to spin that back in the C101.5 FM days, a long time ago. And actually, weird little thing, my friends Josh and Karina met at the radio station as a broadcast students, radio and journalism. And they hit it off, and they dated, and yada, yada, yiddy. And then they later got married, and I was best man at their wedding. And then they had a baby, and they named the kid Seasons, which was the name of Idle Sun's album, Seasons. And now I just call her CZ. I was kind of apprehensive about the name at first. I'm like, oh, please, no one torture the little girl. My God. All right. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music, and we've just been spending a whole bunch of interviews, everything from Cudbear to Circle in the City. Last week, I got sick. I was going to come and do the show live, and now this one's pre-recorded again because I'm busy, but sorry about that. But I'm just getting to all those interviews that I recorded over the last couple weeks that I wanted to air, and and all these bands are a part of a Gussapalooza that's coming up on, which should be today as you're hearing this, on Friday, September 16th to the 18th as well. So there you go. So we got the Lad Classic interview coming up for you, and Black Devil Suit to close out the hour. So there you go. All right, so here it is, Lad Classic. It was a very, very quick interview in Zoom, phone, highway.
Steel City Music.
Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, and on the line with me, is it a line? He's on Zoom, he's in a car, it's raining outside. He's hiding from grizzly bears and other things that are going to tap him on the window. It's so very, very frightening. Thunderbolts and lightning. It's Paul from the Lad Classic. Thanks for taking yourself off the highway and going into survival mode to do this.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Jamie.
Where are you in Southern Ontario right now? What highway are you on? What's going
right
on?
Right now, I just got off the 401 here in Toronto.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time, as always.
I don't think there's a weather problem at all, like global warming. I think everyone's just making everything up, don't you think?
Yeah, of course. This is all very, very natural.
The whole thing has been natural for over 2 years now. Hey, the Lad Classic, where is the band out of? Because for some strange reason, I think you guys are out of Niagara region. Is that correct?
We're out of Toronto, actually.
Based
in Toronto. Obviously, we've played shows like all over Ontario and into other parts of Canada as well. But yeah, right now we're based out of Toronto.
You're out of Toronto. Is that where you guys started from? Are your origins there? Like, how did you guys get together? Was it like coming out of a high school, coming out of university, that type of vibe?
It was kind of a slow process with piecing different members of the band together. It was in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I answered, I think it was a Craigslist or Kijiji ad to try out for the band. So it was, we didn't know each other. None of us knew each other before we started. And it's been an interesting ride, but great.
What year did you join the band?
I think it was 2014.
So this band's been around for a while. You joined up in 2014. And then you're playing Southern Ontario. How much material did you guys release in that area going into 2019, 2018? Like, were you guys putting out EPs, or were you just releasing singles, or were you just doing live gigs?
It was a little bit mix of both. So, there's definitely some singles and some EPs and things like that. And then we just hit the road and tried to play anywhere and everywhere we could, sort of thing.
Paul, was the band strictly original material? Because you guys fall under the funk rock category with me when I went from some of the stuff that I've heard. But did you guys always sound like that? Or was it like when you said you play a lot of Southern Ontario, was it a mixture of like gigs where you play your own material or doing like cover shows, that sort of thing on the weekend?
You know, we never really got into the cover band sort of thing. Right. It was always originals. Even before I joined the band, they used to play gigs when they were looking for a singer. They used to play as an instrumental three piece.
Right.
So that was kind of, and that was before it was, you know, the band was called Alive Classic, and it was just, you know, in its early stages, I guess you could say. But yeah, all original material. We throw some covers in there, of course. But.
Right. Well, yeah, I just kind of tripped me up a little bit in my brain, because when you say like going back to 2014, in my brain, I'm thinking, well, if he's just joining a band and they're going through a change, maybe they're like doing the whole professional, like gigging and like doing a ton of cover gigs and making money that way. But if you're all original, that leads me into like the weird spot of our conversation going into 2019, 2020, which is the big shutdown for like 2 years that we had due to COVID. What did you guys end up doing in that time? Was it just staying at home and writing songs and trying to figure out how to record?
Yeah, it's funny because we had a few starts and stops, all good things, but before it happened. And so we're just starting to kind of gain a little bit of momentum and things are happening. And then of course, it hits. But we tried to do as much as we could over Zoom for writing sessions. We were trying to do as much content as possible. The problem is like we weren't all in the same city, and obviously everyone's, you know, distancing and staying inside or whatever the case might be. So, it was a lot of writing, which was great because it gave us the time to kind of focus on that and do that and, wait till, you know, 2021, we finally got back into the studio and, you know, played a show, which felt weird and all that kind of stuff.
Right. It felt weird to get up on the stage. But at what point in the set did you feel like you were doing okay?
You know, right off the bat, it felt comfortable again. It was like riding a bike. The weird part was, you know, being in a room with people and just, yeah, that was the whole, kind of thing for me anyway, to get used to again.
Yeah. But you've been doing shows, when did you first climb back on the stage? What year, what day?
Last year we played a show. I think it was in the fall sometime. I can't remember, it was September, October, somewhere in there.
So you guys are just doing like one-offs like every 3 months or is it busier than that?
Yeah, it's a lot of right now. It's been a lot of like behind the scenes kind of stuff and recording and writing and doing co-writing sessions and you know, doing all the fun business side stuff with our management and it's we've got a couple, you know, a couple shows, Gus Palooza being one of them coming up.
Yeah.
And then some other things in the works at the end of this year and then 2023, you know, we kind of made that our target for to go kind of full steam.
If you're just tuning in now to Steel City Music, I'm your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, and on the pre-recorded old Zoom chat with me right now is Paul Stevens, who's hiding in a car somewhere on the 401, trying not to draw too much attention to himself. Paul, you mentioned earlier about doing a lot of work behind the scenes and recording. Are you guys recording an EP or an LP, and where did you guys do it at?
We were releasing, so we've got our first single coming out August 26th and called Omi, and we've got a number of songs written and recorded. We did some at Genesis Sound in Toronto with Matt Snell, and we also did some with Dave Schiffman at Dreamhouse Studios in Toronto. So we did a couple sessions.
And what was that experience for you? What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Both of them are great. You know, everyone that we've worked with, we've been fortunate enough in both cases that everyone was pretty laid back, but very open creatively as well. So it was a nice environment to kind of get things down, but, you know, make adjustments if we need to and try and get the best possible music created.
Are you guys going to be just releasing a series of singles from this project and then an eventual LP? Or an EP?
Eventually it'll be an EP. So we'll have a few singles right off the bat. And then I believe with the EP, there'll be some additional material as well.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for taking the time out and in stopping all the traffic on the 401 with your car to do this, buddy. thanks for having a chat with us here on Steel City Music.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me. Hey, this is Paul from the Lad Classic, and this is our new single, Oh Me, on Steel City Music.
Cool. That's an epic funk rock track if I've ever heard one. And you know what? It's got that. I hear little bits of the other band, Harmonies, in that. Were you picking up on that on this new single from the Lad Classic? I don't know, man. It was pretty good. I'm digging it. All right. So moving on, the final interview of the show, if you will. No, it's not the final one. I got the Hedgehoppers coming up as well. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with me lately? I'm just not myself. Of course, myself was never that great to begin with. Black Devil Suit is also performing. Cool. Dig this guy. Got that whole Tom Waits vibe to him, Ray LaMontagne, and some other cool stuff. Check out this chat. You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith, and my special guest right now is Andy from Black Devil Suit.
Black Suit Devil.
It's Andy from Suit Devil Black. In my brain, four times I've tried to say that, and it's just not working. I don't know why.
Yeah, Black Suit Devil. It's all right.
It was so. What's the deal? Like, okay, like let's just get right into the name, because when I did some reading on you earlier, and also before we even started this this chat, I thought for the love of God, you and I did an interview last year, but it was, I think I just did play your album. And that was it because because it was all coming back to me because I was like going, okay, all right, I get this. We get this like a little bit of Tom Waits. We get some roots rock kind of thing going on. Here's the last name that I always love saying. Ray LaMontagne, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's definitely a huge influence. All of those, Tom Waits especially too. That guy, he's the man.
Yeah. So to me, it was like when I spun the music last year, I was like going, oh, this is like storytelling to me. This is like, it's not so much music. This guy is taking on that whole life author role of what's going on.
Yeah, it's actually, I tell people all the time that the music's just a vehicle for the message. It's an important part to me. It always has been, like, in terms of like songwriting. I just want to get my thoughts and feelings out there and things that I hold dear to my heart. So yeah, definitely a storyteller and definitely trying to set some message out there.
Now, when did all of this start for you, starting to pursue this as a career? Has it been in the last 5 years? Have you been at it for 10 years? How did you get into it?
Well, I started playing at the age of 12 and started my first band at about 14. And, you know, jumped from band to band, primarily in the heavy metal scene for the most part as a guitar player.
Right.
And then started doing some singing and I'd have that really raspy voice and I just couldn't gain the confidence with it or couldn't find my place with it until I saw actually Ray LaMontagne. I was invited to a private gig when he was on his first record. It was an industry only invite. And I heard a few notes of him singing. I'm like, damn, that's my girlfriend at the time. And I just looked at each other like, sounds like you. And right. gave me the confidence to pursue this. So I've been doing Black Suit Devil since 2015 professionally, and just haven't looked back since. I left my construction job and just pursued music full time and haven't looked back yet, and balancing that and my other band The Blues Emergency as well too.
Hey, you just said you left construction to do this full time. What was that feeling like when you make the decision and you actually have to turn in your papers? Like, okay, that's it. I have to quit. I'm not doing this.
It's liberating, man. I still remember the moment. Like I've toyed with it for a long time. Like I started Black Suit Devil in 2015. So I was still in construction and working 60 hours a week and still doing about 100+ shows a year. And I was just getting burnt out, but all these opportunities were coming to tour, but I couldn't obviously show up at the construction site on Monday morning. I'd be out of town. So it was the day I decided to finally do it was about to leave work and I come outside and it was like 6 a.m. and my girlfriend's like, hey, Chris Cornell just died. And I just stopped at my tracks right there. He's one of my like biggest influences. And we sat in the garden at the farm we were staying at and we just talked. And I'm like, look, I'm unhappy. I want to pursue this full time. And she's like, do it right now. Go there today and tell him. And I showed up at the construction site around 2:00 and told my foreman, look, man, my album's coming out. I'm out. I got tours on the way. And he gave me his blessings and he actually designed my logo as well too. So he gave me a big hug and he told me, he looked me dead in the eye and said, look, man, I don't want to ever see you back on this site ever again. And I told him, you won't, man. And
that's, it's nice having two people in your life that can say that to you, right? To have that support, because that self-doubt will always kill you. But then if you have other people just look at you and just go, no, you, this is what you have to do. That's you're very lucky to have that in your life.
Yeah, no, I feel blessed. I've been surrounding myself with just positive souls. And my girlfriend, Papa Girl, she's been the rock. Like ever since, I could sit you down for days talking about how we met and how things have been ever since then. And just putting these positive affirmations out into the universe and really, really following your heart and like just chasing after your true north. It's been what we stand for, and so many beautiful things have happened since we met and continue to happen. And yeah, I feel completely blessed to have these people in my life. I ain't got the money.
awaken and using their minds. Connecting the dots, your lies and expose your crimes. Your mouth is all come here, but we'll pay for shit time. At 6 feet under, you look sharp and that's something that time. A choice between two lives. You pull your dollars from thin air. A death goes on to the blind. Start your wars, control the oil, and wave those flags up high. Bank of thieves within no borders, working for a new world order.
Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, and joining me on pre-recorded Zoom chat as usual is Andy from Black Suit Devil. And for some strange reason, every time I say Black Suit Devil in my head, I look at you because you have this look of, you know, like I don't know if you're a preacher or if like there's some sort of like faith-based something in the country, but I draw a resemblance, and you remind me of Rick from Finger 11.
Oh, nice. I love Finger
11. Oh, do you? Yeah, because Rick grew his beard really long, and I think he goes by Black Jacket Jr. or that's the other guy. Yeah, and I'm like, what? Yeah, because when I see you, I keep going, this dude is like, you know, I get old man confusion sometimes. That's all I'm trying to say. But you do have a look about you that just goes with everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I've this is me. It kind of all works in together. But I'm not the Black Suit Devil. Like Black Suit Devil is the name you were asking earlier. Kind of stems from the corporate elite, the 1% of the world, generally. Right. Men in black suits and ties that tell us how to live, tell us how to think, and kind of control these things for their own agenda. And that's my lyrics touch upon a lot of socially conscious issues and just for the greater good of mankind and what have you. So, it used to be a nickname I used for a former boss of mine, and he used to come around driving up in his fancy cars and suits and you know, nothing wrong with that, but like, you know, he would preach the world to you and then behind your back just kind of do the complete opposite.
So, right. Hey, what a nice way of what a nice way of referring to someone as a nice.
I didn't want to say that, but that knocks it out of the park right
that's
there.
That's pretty mad. I like your way is much nicer. Mine was just more blunt, straight to the point. But yours is more creative, to be honest. How does it work with the Black Suit Devil in regards to performing? Because is it just you a solo, or do you bring on band members and tour with them when you do shows?
So I do everything DIY between myself and my girlfriend in terms of the business aspect of it all. She handles a lot of the So we film our own videos, release our own videos, edit it. I do my own recordings in my studio, produce everything myself and self-finance everything.
Right.
With no help from the Canadian government. We tried for grants countless times and I'm just not holding my breath for them anymore. And so we run it all ourselves, book our own shows, everything. And then I have two gentlemen currently, Vic Freitas out of Cambridge, a drummer, and John Brand, a bass player who's been with me since pretty much day one. And who's also in my other band, the Blues Emergency. Mm-hmm. They both know the material and they're on call for like whenever I can make it worth their while. They're working musicians as well.
Right.
And they got their other projects. So unfortunately, solo is the way to go these days to kind of survive in this industry, just to make a living off of it. But yeah, I try my best to bring them on whenever I can. And yeah.
Did you say that they double up? One of them doubles up in the Blues Emergency?
Yeah. So John for Black Suit Devil, he plays bass and keyboards on former records. But he's my bass player also in the Blues Emergency. And when we were recording our record, The Machine, one day there was a piano there and he starts ripping this like Jerry Lee Lewis style piano. I'm like, dude, I never knew you played the piano, man. I'm like, you got to play on my record, my solo record. And yeah. John's just, he's been on pretty much every single recording I've ever released in one fashion or another. And he's also on the new record that's going to come out called The Eternal Sleep that hopefully will be out later on this year or early next year, January.
Right.
We'll start to see some songs in the fall, winter. Yeah.
The other band, the Blues Emergency, they're also performing at Gustapalooza.
Yeah, we're actually making our return from a long hiatus. So the way that went, like we spent a good like 7-8 years together, starting in 2011, and we're doing really well in the rock scene in Toronto. It's a psychedelic blues rock band, kind of stoner rock, classic rock, whatever you want to call it. And we're doing quite well, but as you know, a lot of bands do, some friction happened while we were in the recording process. I think we were getting a little burnt out and we ended up spending longer than we wanted to in the studio, but we managed to piece together what I think is a phenomenal record. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, but like it's still to this day my favorite record that I've been a part of. And unfortunately it sat on the shelf for a solid year. Cause I'll be quite honest with you, we weren't even talking at that point. And I was finishing up my record and then my record ended up coming out. And then I reached out to the guitar player Amir and I'm like, look, man, we can either, you know, call this a day or we can release this record and just like, sure, you know, have the last 10 years be at least stamped in time. And we managed to get together, you know, and put our differences aside and release the record in 2017. But it didn't obviously, if you're not touring the record or doing anything, it goes unnoticed. And up until this past winter, I was home from the lockdowns and I had nothing much to do with my project. So I reached out to these playlists on YouTube and submitted the record and they do like album uploads. One in particular, Stone Metal of Doom, which if you want to check out some cool classic rock stuff, go on their site. Anyway, they uploaded the record and in like a few weeks we had like 15,000 hits and people from all over, like Germany, Russia, Australia, were just like, man, where are these guys? Are you guys touring and blah blah blah? And that that opened up some conversations and I'm happy to announce that like all four of us are just like in an amazing headspace right now and getting together and recording new stuff and writing new material. So it's all good. And the growing process happened and everything's on its right path. Yeah. Life is too short, my friend, so won't sit around and watch it fly away. Life is too short, my friend, gonna run out my dream at all. Of all the lies and all.
Well, Andy, that sounds like that's a nice story to touch upon, because, you know, as things are always changing, as we know, in the last couple of years due to COVID, but things are starting to lighten up. People are putting out music. People are starting to get out a little bit more and trying to get back to that normalcy or close to it that we had before COVID. So there's nothing really, really stopping you with that band going over and doing a couple shows in Europe and also doing your other stuff as well as a Black Suit Devil.
Yeah, it's the plan. So we're kicking it off at Gustapalooza. We're going to be playing on the Sunday night with the Blues Emergency, and I'll be playing on the Saturday with Black Suit Devil. But we're hoping that, the Blues Emergency, like that Gustapalooza is our crowd right there. So hopefully we can turn some heads and propel this to the next level. I think I'm in the ready state to really tackle on both these projects and get them to as many ears and eyes as possible. So yeah,
good man.
100% effort into this. So.
That's awesome. How do we find you online? Where do we go to find all the stuff connected to Black Suit Devil?
So Black Suit Devil, there's blacksuitdevil.com, which is my main site. And people sign up for the mailing list. I can keep them posted for shows. There's a ton of stuff in the works. I still got 4 shows this month, and then another 20 or 30 down the pipeline for this year. And then, social media handles, just search Black Suit Devil on pretty much anything and something will come up. And then the same with the Blues Emergency. Our website is still kind of under construction. It's bare bones right now, but we do have thebluesemergency.com. Also on Facebook, just search the Blues Emergency, and we're on Spotify, Apple Music for both bands. So Black Suit Devil and the Blues Emergency.
Hey man, thanks for taking the time to have this chat with us this afternoon.
Jamie, my pleasure, man. I really appreciate this, man. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to hearing it. Yeah, this is Andy from Black Suit Devil and the Blues Emergency, and you're listening to Steel City Music.
Okay, the final interview of Steel City Music here on 101.5. 101.5? No, 101.5. See, it's hard, man. You sometimes you revert back to those old call letters and the branding, and now you're saying it's 101.5. Not the old way, sir. Not the old way. Hedgehoppers, new group, fairly new group over the last couple of years. Hail out of London, Ontario. Young, too. They're all like in their early 20s. And they're just pretty excited about getting into the whole music and touring. And it's funny. I didn't include all the other stuff, like the after talk that we had. But let's just say they have a ton of enthusiasm, and I think a lot more bands and people that are creative need more enthusiasm put into their work, and I was happy to chat with these guys. Check out the chat here. Welcome to Steel City Music. I am your host, Jamie Gunnersmith, joining me right now out of London, Ontario, the Hedgehoppers. I am going to now take a shot at saying their names. So they're only in one square box on my Brady Bunch Zoom call here. So here we go, all right? I got Graham, I got Kelly, I got Graham, and I got Kelly. That's four names that are twice.
It's not that. It's not that.
Why? Okay. First of all, why would I even take a shot at remembering everyone's name over the last 15 minutes of, is this mic? Does this mic work? I don't know. Is this going to work? I don't. There's no way I'm going to remember everyone's names. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Graham. I'm the face of the screen, apparently. I play bass in the band. And my brother Calvin is over here.
Oh yeah. Calvin, I'm Graham's brother. I sing and play guitar. This is Adam. He's sitting beside me.
Yeah, I'm Adam. I play keys and guitar.
And I'm Laura and I play the drums. Hello, you know, here and there.
And Laura, you're also a super cool sister from what I understand, from making sure that no one is like white trash or just trash in general trying to date your sister, you know, which is good. I like that. I like it a lot.
That's right. She found a good guy and just making sure she's gonna keep him, you know?
That's right, man. Because you just for the interview, you're on the phone going, okay, but I gotta go. Which is cool. I thought that was awesome, by the way.
You guys tag team in on text too. You know, you give the advice, like screenshots and everything. It's
we
crazy.
Do. Yeah. I'm a wing woman.
Well, I like the fact that that you look out for your sister, man. And that's what it's all about, family. And then when you're in band, it's all about family. Let's talk about the Hedgehoppers. 2020, okay? All right. So I'm going back and I'm reading about the band. And I'm like, 2020, what a horrible time to start a band.
Yeah.
It's an interesting twist to how it started, though, I'll be honest.
Now, do you guys get together, you're in London, talk about the formation of the band, how it started. Now, was it just before COVID kicks in or during COVID?
Yeah, so Calvin and I are brothers, so we've been playing together for 15 years. It's been a long time. So we've had a couple bands over the years, and then we both moved to London at the end of 2019, and then the whole pandemic started. And then somehow Calvin walks through the grocery store one day, gives his business card to the cute cashier girl. Turns out that's Laura here.
Uh-huh. And like basically Calvin came through to get some chicken on my table. he left and he came back to grab a taco bar. And then he gave me his business card and then asked me if I would like to go out for dinner with him. And I saw that he was a singer and a songwriter because that's what the business card said. So I went home and told my mom. I was super stoked because I like to play the drums and I also sing. So it was like finally someone that I can play music with too. And
so we picked up Laura during COVID times.
Well, we had a thought that we were going to do some recording and play some shows, and like the shows did not work out because of what happened, but that gave us a cool opportunity because we were chilling at a party over in the East End of London, and Adam was chilling DJing behind the thing, and I sat down behind him and was like, you kind of look like you know what you're doing. You started chatting a little bit.
Yeah, we chatted. My girlfriend I think mentioned that at the piano.
Yes.
The rest is history.
Yeah, I didn't really just. And then we went right into recording pretty much. I jammed with you a few times.
Yeah, that's the time we started recording the album.
Did you guys have any, because it's very fresh, right? I mean, we're talking about 15 years of two brothers together and then resettling. So you guys know the ins and outs of each other, like the nuances of
okay, this works, that doesn't work. And then when now you have two fresh people in a band that's starting out, did you guys have any idea, was it a newer sound that you guys were going for, or was it just a continuation of from the other two guys?
More of like a completer sound, more of just like a well-rounded. My old guitarist that I used to play with was really great, but he loved playing his acoustic guitar and liked to shred like metal riffs on it, which is great. It was really cool for what we were doing, but Graham was kind of stepping in and out of things, and we would just pick up random drummers for different shows. And then, so this is a much more permanent, like re-creation of the whole thing.
When you were you carrying over songs from the last couple of years, the tracks you released over the last 2 years, are they from a while back, or is this just newer material with the four of you?
Most of it is new material. But we've got a couple that we had kicking around for a year or two. Yeah, we're actually writing a bunch of stuff. We kind of, you know, you put a song on and then you take a song off and you're like, it kind of works, it kind of doesn't. So we're doing some reshuffling, but a lot of that album stuff is like more new stuff that we've created between the band. There's a couple old songs on.
But when I was doing my research, I was just seeing just singles that you've been putting out the last couple of years. There's a full LP that's coming out shortly, in the next month or so?
September 30th. Yeah, we've been putting out singles from that album.
Right. How many singles did you guys put out? Two off of this album?
Four.
Four off of this one. Oh, okay.
Four. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I couldn't quite hear you. You were saying something?
Well, we had the four singles, like we took our time kind of recording it, and with everything that was going on inside the world, it kind of like slowed things down to like a snail haul for the middle of our album.
Right.
I finally got the whole thing recorded, and now that everything's opened and we've been like touring around, we're putting out stuff because now we can actually like market it to people and play release shows and really get the word out for stuff. So our last Fade to Grey was our last single. We threw like a big house show here with like the pool and a couple bands that were playing. So that was cool. And then our release show for the entire album is at Rumrunners in London.
How many places are there available for you guys to play? In Hamilton, there's a handful of bars that program original music, really. And then it's either Hamilton and you just jump on the highway and you go up to Toronto. Maybe get like Burlington, that sort of thing. What's it like in London right now for you guys?
London's kind of a mixed bag. There's definitely a lot of good stuff going on. There's still some really cool venues that we've been able to play and a lot of fun. But one of the places that we even played all the way as close as like last December closed this year. So they've lost quite a few places as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's still places like obviously Rumrunners and Music Hall is great, but like, We lost a couple, but there's the brewery scene in London has been picking up a lot of like independent stuff, which is kind of cool. Like full band, like to a point you almost wouldn't expect, like four bands to be playing in a brewery. But there's lots of cool places to play. Brewhouse or like, what else is good?
Even Palisade. That was surprising.
Oh, the Social Bowl. That's such a cool stage. It's huge in there too. They won the FLMAC award for like best new venue in London, and it's like in a bowling alley, which is wicked.
That sounds amazing. That's where I would want to see a band, actually.
Right,
because you touched upon it. The whole breweries have bands now, and we're seeing a lot of that here in Hamilton and Toronto. A lot of bands are playing that, and that's great that it's being picked up in London as well. But where do you guys sit in regards to like Windsor when you're going that direction? Like, are you going over the border in Windsor trying to get some shows or playing Windsor, that sort of thing?
We haven't been over to the States yet. We've played, four shows in Windsor already?
I think the shows that we play in Windsor have been actually really good. Like, the music scene out there is pretty, like, hype, if you will. Like, we played a show at Meteor on Friday, and there was a lot of really good like feedback from people that we got, and like kind of got a few extra followers from over there. There always seems to be people who like to come watch us out there, which is really nice.
Are you guys covering your costs with doing these shows? Because you have this album coming out now. We just talked about places to play, and that's how you're generating your cash. And gas is, you know, going up, right? So we have the album coming out. Like, are you guys able to like stay afloat? Are you being able to sell merch, that sort of thing? I mean, where are you guys at right now?
I mean, for the recording of the album, we basically had to self-fund it, and we've been starting to put some money back into towards that.
Yeah,
definitely. Each show we play, we get, you know, a little bit more than the gas money we put into it, for sure, but it's not always a whole lot more.
Yeah, obviously, like, merch helps. Like, when people buy t-shirts and, like, buy CDs, that we're gonna, well, we're gonna have CDs, but, like,
we're going to have, yeah, CDs, but, well, you, like, can buy t-shirts.
You know, like, you get, like, a couple incomes like that. Honestly, like, some of the, what surprised me a couple times is when we played out at Pierside or, like, some of those bars that weren't with other bands, we've been tipped pretty handsomely from some people that just really dig it and are like, you guys should continue, and, like, here's some cash to do it. Shout out to those people, because, like, that's awesome.
I think we need more of those people around.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. Hey, if you're tuning into Steel City Music right now, I'm your host, Jamie Gunnersmith. And on the pre-recorded Zoom chat, as usual, that I'm doing, is the Hedgehoppers. They're out of London, Ontario. And we've just been chatting about their album that is coming out. They've released four singles. They're playing around. And you're actually playing with a band that I was chatting with the other day, Circle the City.
Oh, Circle the City. Yeah.
Coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Sarnia. And I asked them this question because I've always been mystified. Have you guys played Sarnia before?
We haven't been to Sarnia. This will be our first show in Sarnia.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Just because I've been there over the years, I've been there with different bands, and everyone always knocks the place saying it's the armpit of Southern Ontario. And I'm like, really? Have you been to Hamilton? Like, how could Sarnia be, you know, that bad, you know? So I just thought it was really super cool but you guys haven't been there yet. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to play the show. Of course, you're going to play the show. When it's done, in a couple weeks, we do this again, and you go, yay or nay, let me know. Like, is it, you know, is it a lot better?
Call you up and say, hey, listen, Sarnia is this body part?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. You know, the next
thing
you do. Well, no, because it was a very unfair question of me to ask the other band, right? But I couldn't help myself. I'm like, well, this place gets knocked all the time. And they were kind of like, well, no, it's okay, but, you know, it's kind of this. I'm like, I got to get someone else's opinion. It's been there, like, recently. So that's the unfair onus that I'm putting on you guys right now. Hey, how do we find out more about the band? Where do we go online?
So we're the Hedgehoppers, and you can find us on Facebook or Instagram or any place you get your music, like Spotify or Apple Music or anything.
We also have a website you can tag in at as www.hedgehoppers.com. Show listings are up there as well. New music updates, all kinds of stuff, like whatever you want. It's all over our socials. And
yeah. Oh,
okay, one more question, guys, before we wrap things up. 2020, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, and YouTube, you know, all platforms.
Okay. One final question. 2022 is wrapping up, right? Okay, you guys got the stuff coming out September 30th. That's where the album comes out. And then there's like, okay, we're booking shows, we're getting things going. And what would you guys like to see happen in 2023 in regards to this album? Do you want to come out in the wintertime and like do a small tour, or wait till spring?
To be honest,
we actually chatted about that.
Yeah.
We've been working along with that.
We're super off the wall about all of that. But truthfully speaking, like, that album now is, like, relatively old for us. So, like, we want to continue to promote it. We got our singles out. We're going to release the album, do a small tour in November. We're supposed to stop in Hamilton, actually, in December, in November. And then I think we're going to record some more music and put some of our new stuff that we're playing out a lot. That's getting great reception back. So new recordings. And then,
but something we have talked about slightly, like, is maybe even doing a small, like maybe like around Canada tour in like the summer. So that's something, an idea that we were just like mildly talking about as well.
We'll see. We love going out to play shows and meet people and have a lot of fun. So that's the goal, is more of that.
Okay. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to have that chat on Steel City Music.
Thank you so much for having us.
Guys, this is the Hedgehoppers, and you're listening to Steel City Music.
Falling the same. turn the lights down. Now we drifting, or are we really all just the same? Pull me closer and feel the rush of my breath as you're pulling me into your skin. It's electric.
It's
the way you ride when you look at me in the eyes and just let it go.
Steel City Music.
Live from Mohawk College in Hamilton, you're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI.
Going back to the classic rock you remember.
Adjusting transmitter output.
Back when bands were big and loud. This is Space Truckin' with Uncle Mike.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
This is Space Trucking with Uncle Mike. I'm Uncle Mike, and I'm held up here in my galactic outpost. So in the next 3 hours, I will have some great classic rock hits, as well as B-side singles and deep cuts.